This hour of the Jason Rance Show is brought to you by our wonderful friends over at Northwest Safe. There's a lot of news happening and breaking right now all over the world and right here at home. It's time to find out what's trending.
What's trending? Happening now.
The man who shot and killed a Kittitas County Sheriff's deputy this week was in this country illegally. He was an illegal immigrant. Cairo 7 TV is reporting that ICE has confirmed that 29-year-old Juan Manuel Flores del Toro was a citizen of Mexico who entered the U.S. in April of 2014 through a Texas port of entry as a temporary agriculture worker. He had an H-2A visa, which has since expired. He decided to open fire on Deputy Ryan Thompson, 42 years old, father, husband, committed to Washington State, committed to putting his life on the line to serve his community. He decided to fire and kill Ryan Thompson. He also injured a Kittitas officer before Del Toro was shot dead. This news comes as we have conversations about there not being a emergency at the border, that there's no problem of people coming into this country illegally. In fact, Jay Inslee, who right now is running for president, he's saying, hey, illegal immigrants, come into Washington State.
While other places close their borders and fear the unfamiliar, we are the state that opens our communities to immigrants and refugees seeking safety, shelter, and sanctuary.
Come to Washington State, illegal immigrant. Come to Washington State. That's Jay Inslee's position. No, not all illegal immigrants are bad people. Not all illegal immigrants commit these types of disgusting acts of violence. Not even close. But some do. Some do. Some bad elements do come into this country. And the Democratic Party has decided to take a line of, oh, it's not that big of a deal. We don't have a problem at the border, right, Beto O'Rourke?
I'm here to tell you a profoundly positive story from the U.S.-Mexico border. We do not need any walls, $30 billion, 2,000 miles long, 30 feet high, that will not be built on the international boundary line, which is the center line of the Rio Grande River. That wall will be built well into the interior, on someone's ranch, someone else's farm, someone else's home. You and I will be forced to take their property to solve a problem that we do not have.
We don't have a problem. We don't have a problem. We just have now a dead sheriff's deputy. The statement from ICE reads, Juan Manuel Flores del Toro, a citizen of Mexico, was unlawfully present in the United States. He entered the U.S. on April 11, 2014, through a Laredo, Texas land port of entry on a temporary agricultural visa, H-2A. U.S. Immigrations and Customs Enforcement has no record of Flores del Toro leaving the U.S. nor extending his visa after it expired. Remember this story. Think about this story. Think about Deputy Ryan Thompson. When we're told there is no problem whatsoever having to do with illegal immigration. In fact, I can already hear how people like Jay Inslee or Beto O'Rourke or Jenny Durkin or Bob Ferguson will react. They will downplay the fact that this degenerate was in this country illegally. They'll say, well, actually, did you know that American citizens commit way more crimes than people who are here illegally? And they say that damn well knowing that they can't actually prove that position because there are a lot of police agencies all across the country that don't actually ask for immigration status. So it's not possible to truly understand if people who are here illegally are violating the law at a disproportionately high rate as it relates to people who are here legally. This is a disgusting reminder of a lax policy position of the Democratic Party. Jay Inslee is not to blame. Beto O'Rourke is not to blame. The Democratic Party are not to blame. The only person to blame in this death is Del Toro. But they're making it very, very easy for people like Del Toro to feel comfortable staying here past their visa, coming here regardless of the rules. And this is what sometimes can happen. This is what sometimes can happen. And as a result, we have a dead deputy who, when he put on his uniform, when he took that call to help with a road rage or harassment type of incident, he did not expect to not come home to his kids and his wife. It's not what he expected. It's not what he was hoping for. He did not hope to run into an illegal immigrant who doesn't value life. That's not what he was doing. Benito Chavez, the Kittitas police officer who was shot and injured, he didn't expect to get shot in the leg that night. But you know what? He knew that it was a possibility. Deputy Thompson knew it was a possibility. And they put on that uniform anyway. And they went out, they patrolled their streets, they patrolled their communities. They got involved because they give a damn about where they live. Because they're about following the law. And unfortunately, there are too many people in the state, in this country, they don't give a sweet damn about following the law. They don't care. And as a result, something like this happens. Now, there's been a GoFundMe page that was set up for the family. And I'm so proud of people in this country who stand with Deputy Thompson. They raised almost $40,000 in a single day. If you want to donate whatever it is you can to help this family, text the keyword donate to the number 1-800-465-8770. Text the keyword donate to 1-800-465-8770. I'll send you a link so you can offer up $5, $50, $500. No matter what you can give, they're going to appreciate it. This is going to help that family. It's going to help that family deal with the loss of life, deal with the costs associated with this kind of loss of life. We back the blue on this station. We back the blue on the show. We're going to continue to do it. Text the keyword donate to 1-800-465-8770. Let's find out what else is trending.
What's trending at home?
Jonathan James Wilson is mentally ill and homeless. He was recently arrested for a fourth time for an unprovoked attack on a woman. This time it was against a woman much smaller than him. 6'3", 270 pounds he is. He tried to throw this woman over a freeway overpass on Madison and Capitol Hill. He has been arrested three other times since September of last year. That's less than 6 months ago. He was arrested once, for example, for punching a woman in the face, again unprovoked. He was arrested for pepper spraying a woman, unprovoked. During one of the arrests, he was found with a box cutter. Now, every single one of those cases were handled by the Seattle Municipal Court and were dismissed without prejudice because he was mentally incompetent. He was supposed to receive a mental health competency evaluation. He was supposed to be given some help, but he wasn't. He was put back out on the streets. But I guess Governor Jay Inslee doesn't want to really talk about that issue. He doesn't really want to talk about how we're just putting mentally ill people back out on the streets. And I said when we first talked about this story 2 days ago that we only know of these four arrests. Well, it turns out, I suppose I had a premonition in putting that out there. He wasn't arrested, but he sure as hell committed a lot more acts of violence, including against Gene Sherrard. He's a photographer. He lives in Seattle, and he told Cairo 7 TV that he realized the guy who approached him and tried to push him over an overpass was actually Jonathan James Wilson.
Without any warning, he slammed into me with his right shoulder and tried to knock me, obviously knock me over the rail. This was someone who meant you real harm. So it was a little bit of a kind of a shaky moment.
This is the Seattle we now find ourselves in. This is the Seattle we find ourselves in. This is the Washington State that we find ourselves in. This is where we now live. We're dealing with emergency after emergency after emergency that is completely preventable. And yet we do nothing. We do nothing to keep these bad people off the streets when they're in desperate need of mental health. We do nothing to push back against people who are here illegally. who live in Kittitas County, who decide to overstay a visa, who decide to murder a sheriff's deputy. That's where we now live. Thank you, Democrats. Really appreciate what you're turning Washington State into. Really appreciate it. You're listening to the Jason Rancher. Don't forget, text the keyword donate to 1-800-465-877. I'll send you a link where you can help fund the Ryan Thompson Family Fund after his untimely death, killed in the line of duty. Text the keyword donate. You're listening to the Jason Rand Show. We're live in the Online Trading Academy studio. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Again, text the keyword donate to 1-800-465-8770. That's the Unbetter Tax Resolution Hotline. We'll send you a link back where you can help for a fundraiser for GoFundMe for the Ryan Thompson Family Fund. They've raised nearly $40,000 in just a day. Let's do what we can. Thank you so much to Scott, who just donated $100. Brian and Linda and Nancy and Jay and Robert, who all just donated within the last few minutes, $20, $50, $10, $100. Thank you so much. Text the keyword donate to 1-800-465-877. Let's find out what else is trending.
What's trending in Trumplandia?
The Senate here in Washington State passed a bill that would prevent Donald Trump from appearing on the ballot unless he releases his tax returns. Now, it was a bill in the Senate that was pushed by Senator Patty Cooterer of Bellevue, a Democrat. When we asked her for her tax returns, the same tax returns that she is requesting of President Trump, she, of course, declined. So now the House is considering this bill, and if it passes, it could actually have some significant implications. Joining me on the line with more is the pride of Puyallup, the Washington State GOP chairman, Caleb Heimlich. Caleb, thank you so much for coming on.
Happy to be here, Jason.
So it's SB 5078. It's, of course, a stunt, but how exactly would it work?
Yeah, so they, I mean, they're changing the law to claim that they will preclude anybody from being listed on the ballot in either the primary or the general unless they release their tax returns. Now, as you've pointed out, it's incredibly hypocritical of Senator Patty Cooterer, the prime sponsor, that she hasn't released her tax returns. But even deeper than that, it's the Democrats are playing politics with our elections and with ballot access, like which candidate can appear on the ballot. And this is unconscionable. I mean, our system of government depends upon the integrity of elections. Political power rests in the people. We have to have a fair system to exercise that. And the Democrats are choosing to put whatever restrictions they might be. In this case, they're targeting President Trump by going after tax returns. But what's next? I mean, the Democrats would have been outraged if Republicans had a bill that said you have to release a birth certificate or something like that. And so I think it's going to be ruled unconstitutional. Obviously, at this point, it still has to pass the House. Governor Inslee, in typical political posturing mode, has said that he would sign this bill. And I think it's just unconscionable that the Democrats would be playing politics with something as serious as our elections. I mean, who gets to be on the ballot is very important. And to for them to be playing politics with that, it's just wrong. And I mean, Governor Jerry Brown of California a couple of years ago vetoed this legislation or similar legislation. Mm-hmm. And Governor Jerry Brown is hardly a conservative by any stretch of
the
imagination.
He's a crazy progressive. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he's far to the left. And even he understood that, you know what, you're just going to waste our money and time on a bill like this because it's clearly unconstitutional. The individual states don't get to decide what are the qualifications for someone running for president.
That's right. It's already outlined in the Constitution. If you meet the age requirements, if you're a natural-born citizen, then you can run for president. And the Washington State Democrats and the State Senate, the State House, and Jay Inslee don't get to change those requirements and decide who the voters of Washington State can vote for. And that's the part that's ridiculous. So if it passes, we're preparing. If we have to file a lawsuit, we will. And I'm sure we will win because it's completely unconstitutional.
So can you confirm there are no Republicans who are willing to back this?
That is correct. Yeah, we saw in the state Senate, the Republicans locked up and they all called it for what it was, a political stunt, something that was a threat to our republic, our form of government. And so it was 100% opposed in the Senate. And everybody I've talked to in the House has been in the same mode. So, yeah, if the Democrats push it through, it will be on strictly party lines.
Okay, then who is a Democrat that you think we can reason with, call, email, make sure that they hear from us before they decide to take a vote? Who are those Democrats in purple districts that we can call?
Yeah, so I would go Brian Blake in the 19th, in the 28th, Mary Levitt, in the 47th, Deborah Entman. Let me see, who else do we have? Up in 44, I would have people call John Lovick if you're in Snohomish County. It's basically all these targeted swing districts. They should know that if they're going to choose to play politics, that we're going to remember and put some pressure on them. I'd say Lisa Callen in the 5th, which is East King County. And so I would start with kind of those six.
What do you think is the likelihood of being able to get them to abandon this?
I think it's I'm obviously not on their side of the aisle. I haven't spoken with Frank Chopp. But I do think there's a good chance to stop it. That's why we issued a press release yesterday trying to put some political pressure on this. That's why using Governor Jerry Brown as part of that argument to say, look, this is really a significant thing. I mean, it's one thing to introduce a bill and to have a political stunt and do a press conference and talk about something, but they're actually talking about changing the law. And it should be seen for what it is, which is a fundamental threat to our system of government, to our elections. They're opening a can of worms to where, how would they react if a legislature in a Republican state like Texas started deciding who could run and they for whatever reason decided, you know what, we're not going to list Beto O'Rourke on our ballot. I mean, we're going to have people start losing confidence in our elections and in our votes because we've got people playing politics with something that should be sacred and set aside from that. So as far as the actual likelihood, I don't know for sure. I think there is a real possibility they push this forward, but the hope would be that their kind of better senses kick in and cooler heads prevail and they say, look, this stunt has gone on long enough. Let's actually get back to the people's business and why we're here in the first place.
Well, let's make this really, really easy for folks. In fact, let's call Brian Blake and Lisa Callen and John Lovick. Let's today focus our attention on those three lawmakers, telling them to vote no on SB 5078. All you have to do, I've made it so easy for you to make this phone call. Text the keyword contact to the number 1-800-465-8770, and I will send you directly back the phone numbers for Brian Blake, Lisa Callen, and John Lovick. I don't care if you don't live in their districts. It's okay to make your voice heard. Make sure they know if you don't live in their district that you are going to donate to their opponent if they decide to say yes to SB 5078. All of the information can be just texted over to you by simply texting the keyword contact to 1-800-465-8770. Before we let you go, Caleb, because we're just learning that the person who shot and killed Deputy Ryan Thomas over in Kittitas County is here illegally. He's been here illegally since 2014, where he overstayed his visa. And, of course, Jay Inslee, who's desperate and trying to become president, invited illegal immigrants to come into this state. I by no means, and I know you don't believe that all immigrants are evil murderers. We don't believe that. But if we actually enforced the law and had a little bit more respect for the law, maybe, just maybe, this deputy wouldn't be dead.
Well, first of all, our hearts are with his families, and so major kudos to you and your listeners for donating to that memorial fund and stepping up. That's excellent. That's awesome. But you're right. I mean, we have to enforce the law. This gets to the whole Seattle is dying, and congratulations to you on being on Tucker Carlson. We need elected officials. We need leaders that are going to enforce the law and have some common sense, and that's going to keep people safe. And that's what the kind of leadership we need. That's what President Trump is trying to do on this issue, and Democrats have been standing in the way. So it's just a very sad day for the state of Washington.
It really is. Again, if you want to donate to help out the family, just in the last 5 minutes, we've helped to raise almost $1,000 in just 5 minutes. So just think about how much you are able to give. Text the keyword donate to 1-800-465-8770. Caleb Heimlich is the Washington State GOP chairman. Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Jason, for everything you and your listeners are doing. We got to get people active, and we can make a difference in our state.
We absolutely can. Just because we don't necessarily have the votes right now, from a Republican standpoint in Olympia doesn't mean we don't have a say. So text the keyword contact to the number 1-800-465-8770. I'll give you the numbers that you need to call in order to fight back against this legislation. Caleb, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Jason Rance Show. We're live in the Online Trading Academy studio. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for downloading the KTTH smartphone app. If you did, you would have just gotten an alert indicating the breaking news that we've been able to find out, courtesy of some really good reporting by Cairo 7 TV. We found out that the shooter who shot and killed a Kittitas County Sheriff's deputy, he's here illegally. He was here illegally. He's been identified as 29-year-old Ellensburg resident Juan Manuel Flores del Toro. Earlier today, ICE put out a statement to Cairo 7 that said, Juan Manuel Flores del Toro, a citizen of Mexico, was unlawfully present in the United States. He entered the U.S. on April 11, 2014, through a Laredo, Texas land port of entry on a temporary agriculture worker visa. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has no record of Flores del Toro leaving the U.S. nor extending his visa after it expired. What ended up happening last week, or earlier this week, deputies were called to a report of some kind of road rage incident. The suspect, del Toro, was driving erratically next to another vehicle. It was in the Badger Pocket area of Kittitas County. And so the person in the other vehicle called the cops. They called the cops, which is exactly what you're supposed to do. So on Tuesday evening, about 7:45 p.m., deputies tried to stop del Toro, but he wouldn't. He wouldn't stop. And so they chased him. They chased him into the city of Kittitas. That's when the vehicle stopped. That's when del Toro got out. That's when del Toro exchanged gunfire with Deputy Thompson, killing him. Ryan Thompson is now dead at the age of 42, a committed cop, a committed sheriff's deputy, a committed husband, a committed father. He was shot and killed. Benito Cruz, a Kittitas police officer, was shot, just 22 years old. Just cut out of basic training just a few months ago. He was shot in the leg. He's doing okay. That's the good news. He's doing okay. But this news that he was here illegally is important. Not because all illegal immigrants are murderers. Not even close. 99.999% of people here illegally are here illegally because they want a better life for themselves or their children. But I cannot help but wonder that if we didn't live in a sanctuary state, if we didn't live in a country filled with a lot of Democrats saying, we don't need a border, come on in, take sanctuary here, that maybe this death was preventable. That maybe if Governor Jay Inslee didn't say something like this, that maybe this didn't happen.
While other places close their borders and fear the unfamiliar, we are the state that opens our communities to immigrants and refugees seeking safety, shelter, and sanctuary.
I'm kind of curious, Governor Inslee. Was that invitation for Juan Manuel Flores del Toro? No, I have to assume not. I don't think Jay Inslee wants murderers to come in and live in Washington State. I don't think Jay Inslee is inviting illegal immigrants to come here to commit acts of violence, acts of any sort of criminal act. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I'm not going to blame Jay Inslee for the actions of del Toro. But I do believe that when you take positions like this that are so clear, without any nuance as to some of the problems associated with illegal immigration, you make something like this just a little bit easier in happening. Just a little bit easier in happening. Does no one see the problem with that? Does Jay Inslee not understand that? Does Jenny Durkin in Seattle or Bob Ferguson here, do they not understand that? A man is dead today. A deputy is dead today because an illegal immigrant who is here way past his visa because we don't properly enforce immigration laws, he's dead. And I cannot be the only one who's upset about this. Now, I know what the left is going to do. They will, of course, refuse to acknowledge the fact that he's here illegally. They'll still call him a suspect. They won't mention that he's an illegal immigrant, because if they did, they believe stupidly that we're all going to come out and say, well, that means all immigrants are here illegally that are committing crime. They're going to say we're paid to come. We're not. I'm not. I can't be any more clear. I don't think even remotely a significant portion of people here illegally are murderers. I don't believe that. But we do have laws in place for a reason. And part of the reason we have immigration laws is so we're not keeping people in this country here illegally who we have not yet vetted. Now, if you want to help donate to the fund to help Ryan Thompson, text the keyword donate to 1-800-465-8770. Text the keyword donate to 1-800-465-8770. A lot of you have already texted us, and we've now raised over $2,000 into this GoFundMe page. People like John, people like Mary and Frederick and Trina and Wallace and Timothy, all donating money, some $100, some $150, some $25, some $5, whatever you can give, please consider giving it to them to show this family and this community that we care, that despite what some people want to say about immigration, we actually care. We understand the importance of enforcing the law. Now, it was interesting because last night on Fox News, Tucker Carlson was talking about this weird talking point that the left loves to use in their effort to legitimize illegal immigration. And the talking point is that illegal immigration is actually really good for the economy. It's great for the economy. These people are working, they're paying taxes, they're putting money back into the economy. And by the way, they're doing jobs that no American would do. They're picking your lettuce. They're handling all these agricultural jobs. They're bussing your tables. No one else will do it for as low a wage as they will take, which is a weird talking point to me because what you're basically saying is you're okay with slave wages. I just don't quite understand it. So on last night's Fox News show, Tucker broke down why this talking point is just hogwash.
A new study shows that just last year, immigrants living in the United States sent at least $120 billion in remittances to the countries they came from. Even in an age of expanding costs, $120 billion is a lot of money. It's more, for example, than we spent on the first Gulf War. It's more than the entire Russian military spends every 2 years.
By the way, how many orca can be saved with that money, Jay Inslee?
That's enough money to buy Costco, not the stuff on the shelves, but the entire company, and still have $15 billion left over. It's a lot of money, and all of it could be going to Americans, many of whom badly need it. But instead, Mexico received $33 billion in remittances just last year.
Oh, but Tucker, you fool, they pay so much taxes.
Now, none of this is an attack on immigrants. In most cases, they're just helping their families back home, and good for them. It's not their fault. It's our fault. Much of this money has never been taxed at any level. More than 10 million illegal aliens are believed to be working in this country under the table. And that's part of the reason that between 2012 and 2016, an estimated 39 million Social Security numbers were stolen from Americans for fraudulent use, a fact that's rarely reported. But legal or not, immigrants send their earnings abroad and they pay nothing when they do it because remittances are untaxed.
Now, God forbid you say any of this and get a pass by folks in the media who will immediately label you a bigot. They will immediately label you a bigot. They will call for boycotts. They will call you a racist. They will say that you're a liar. They will say that you hate people of color. They'll say it over and over and over and over again because they want to shout down the voices out there like Tucker Carlson, like me right now, calling out this issue for what it is. They know that we are right, and all they have to push back are emotional talking points and lies. And this whole idea that immigration is consistently good for the economy is one of those lies.
Immigration is good for our economy? Sure, it can be good. Immigration is always good for our economy? More immigration is always better for our economy? No, that's a lie. There's nothing to support that claim. There's a lot of evidence to disprove it. Anyone who tells you that, and that's pretty much everyone you see on television, either doesn't understand the subject or is lying to you purposefully, and maybe both.
We have a dead deputy today. We have an injured cop resting in Harborview because of our lax position on enforcing laws concerning illegal immigrations. I'm not okay with that. And I know a lot of you out there listening, you're also not okay with that. Text the keyword donate to 1-800-465-8770. We've been getting a ton of text messages coming in committing to helping out the family for Ryan Thompson. Text the keyword donate to 1-800-465-8770. John just texted us, and this is a first-time texter, and I know he listens a lot, but this is the first time he texted. He said, I challenge all my law enforcement brothers and sisters to donate as I just did. Your donation's going to go a long way. John gave $100. If you've got $100, give it. If you've got $10, give that. If you've got a dollar, give that. Let us stand behind our friends, our family members, our neighbors, our cops who are out there every single day with a target on their back every single time they put on that uniform. Let's support them. Text the keyword donate to 1-800-465-8770. It's the Jason Rance Show. Welcome back to the Jason Rance Show. Thank you so much for all the text messages on the None Better Tax Resolution Hotline. Really proud of the work that you guys are doing because you've decided, like I have, to take Seattle back, take Washington State back. I've been having more conversations with Saul Spady. He's our new morning show host. If you haven't listened to his show, do yourself a favor and tune in. It's fantastic. And he's been on fire since he got back from vacation, which is generally what happens when anybody goes on vacation as a talk show host. We kind of get burned out at some point and we need some time off. But then during the time that we're off, we start missing being on the air. And we start thinking about things that are bothering us. And for Saul and I, we care deeply about this community, this state. And so when you come back on air after vacation, boy, you've got a lot of things to say. And he's been on fire talking about Seattle. And we talked about this new messaging, this new approach that I decided to take as a show that he also takes on, which is we're going to get more involved. We're going to get more involved. We're no longer going to be referred to as the silent majority, the ones who sit in the corner and we keep to ourselves, even though we all share the exact same opinion of what this state, what certain cities are becoming. We're no longer going to be the silent majority. We are going to be the vocal majority. We are going to speak up. It doesn't matter that we don't have control in Olympia. It doesn't matter that we don't have control in, say, Seattle. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you live in Bellevue, but you're represented by a Democrat in the Senate. It doesn't matter that you live in Snohomish County, where you say, oh, things are going well, but then you start looking and noticing, oh, some of these bad policies of Seattle are starting to impact me. It doesn't matter anymore where we live. We all have this shared understanding that something needs to be done, and we're going to have to start speaking up. We are not going to cede this power to a handful of loud, progressive activists anymore. We're just not. I'm not. I'm definitely not. I know when I come to the show and I think about things to talk about, it's not just me talking about why things are bad. Now it's about asking for action. Now I am doing exactly what I'm asking of you. Now sometimes I ask a lot. Today already we've asked you to do a whole bunch of stuff, right? We have. I'm not going to lie. I did, you know, on a show that doesn't generally ask you to do anything, all of a sudden I ask you to do two things. That's a lot. And, you know, this is a radio show. We're still going to have fun. We're still going to have good conversations about topics. We're still going to laugh. But on a day like today, with news like this, I kind of feel more motivated to remind you of the power you have when you pick up that phone and you make a phone call to a state representative telling them not to vote for something bad or telling them, yeah, this is something you should vote for. We talked with Caleb Heimlich just about, what, 30 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago? Talking about SB 5078. It's a Senate bill. It's now going in front of the House. It's a bill that would force whomever runs for president to release their tax returns. Now, the only reason it passed in the Senate and may pass in the House is because you've got a whole bunch of Democrats who want to prevent Donald Trump from appearing on the ballot. Now, of course, it's unconstitutional. It's going to be tossed out if it actually gets enacted. And the governor has said he's going to sign this bill. Unlike, by the way, the governor of California, the last governor of California, hardcore progressive, who said, no, I'm vetoing the exact same bill because he knew that it would be challenged and fail in court. They're trying to take away the right of Republicans to vote in Washington State. I'm not okay with that, and I know you're not either. And so today, I'd like you to make three phone calls. Or you can make one phone call to whichever representative you want. We're going to talk to Brian Blake, John Lovick, and Lisa Callen. All Democrats in red districts or purple districts. I need you to text the keyword contact to the number 1-800-465-8770. And I will send you their phone numbers for you to respectfully, civilly contact them and tell them why you want them to vote no on a bill that would require a presidential candidate from releasing their tax returns. And you know what? While you're at it, why don't you also say, hey, and by the way, if you do want to support this, I'd like to see your tax return. Now, Patty Cooterer, the Democrat from Bellevue, the state senator who is pushing this bill, who was able to successfully push it in the Senate, I asked her for her tax return. You know what she said? No, sorry, maybe when I run for president. They're unwilling to do exactly the same thing they're demanding from President Trump, all in the name of denying you the right to vote. Even though President Trump has no shot at winning Washington State, they're not satisfied with that. They're not satisfied with that knowledge. They don't want you to vote. They don't want your voice to count. And I'm done. Our voice will matter. Our voice will count. Text the keyword contact. Just the keyword contact to 1-800-465-8770. That's 1-800-465-8770. I'm told sometimes I say the number too fast. So I just, was that slow enough? Was that, do you remember the number?
Yeah, I do. But I also sit in on every minute of the whole show every week.
But you, what's the number though?
1-800. 1-800-465-8770.
It's a Jason Rant show.
It's the Jason Rant show.